absolutely. It's extremely well known for pain, but acupuncture also treats so many other conditions in addition to pain. It's very interesting that Chinese medicine is the world's second largest medical system, serving over 1.5 million people worldwide. Mm. So, of course, Western medicine is number one there, but it's that large, and it's reaching the entire world. The United States is one of the last to bring it in as part of mainstream medicine. And the history of acupuncture in the U.S., the continual growth in the United States has happened since 1972 when New York Times reporter James Reston visited China with former President Nixon and experienced acupuncture for his appendix, for his appendicitis. And he came back and wrote an article in the New York Times, and that's when everybody got interested. And the other thing is that many anesthesiologists have gotten very interested in acupuncture as well, because in China, acupuncture is routinely used as the only anesthesia applied during major surgeries.
Really?
Now,
wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you think about that, you can't even question how great acupuncture is for treatment of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the interesting thing is they're working very hard to scientifically explain how acupuncture works. The closest they've gotten is they've looked at MRIs of the brain pre and post acupuncture, and they are seeing changes in the brain. Opioids, mm-hmm. which are pain relieving hormones, are released from the brain, and that's the best explanation. But here we have a system of medicine that is over 2,000 years old, that is effective, that is powerful, that is successful in helping people with many, many different conditions, but yet it can't really be proven why it works. And this stops a lot of people from coming because they don't really believe in it. And to me, that is so sad, because just today my patient told me of someone, you know, she's getting incredible improvement with chronic pain, and she's trying to tell her friends, but they won't come because it's not in their belief system. And I said, just be patient. But it's hard to understand how someone could choose to live in pain or discomfort because they don't believe in something that's so old and is so effective. And so it works, and it'll be good when the science can back it up, because it will help more people. But it's still growing in leaps and bounds, and it's in hospitals now, and it's just growing in the United States phenomenally. Yes, I wanted to share what you were saying before about energy medicine and how difficult it is for people to accept it. But there's nothing more real, even though energy cannot be seen, it can just be felt. Yeah. And I think that's why people have such a hard time with it. But if you think about the computers and how computers work and how telephones work, I mean, no one can explain that either. And but it works. And the same thing, you really have to have a leap of faith. And when you hear some of these stories and witnessing themselves, when I first started doing acupuncture, I mean, it wasn't until I watched these changes. And one of the first cases that I witnessed was a woman that had an ovarian tumor the size of a grapefruit. And I treated her, and she went to her physician for the surgery, and the surgeon went in to do the surgery, and it was gone. Now,
wow.
I was practicing in California at the time, and this particular surgeon was open to acupuncture, and he phoned me. He said, "I am so sorry I didn't check her first. I should have known. I knew she was getting acupuncture if I'd only checked her first, because he believed, he knew. And how amazing to have a surgeon that worked on her that way. So that was an amazing experience. Another one was a man that came to me who had his spleen removed from an accident at a young age. He had negative sperm count. I would do a lot of work with fertility. I said, why not? Let's go for it. Twice, just a few treatments, two children later, he fathered two children. Don't ask me how. I mean, these are just amazing, amazing instances. Another story. I worked with a man who had congestive heart failure. I gave him an acupuncture treatment once a week for a year. At the end of the year, the congestive heart failure went away. And I tell the story over and over. 9 years it stayed away. It just recently returned, and I'm treating him again, and he's doing fabulously well, and we're just hoping the same thing can happen again. So there's three really, really amazing stories. And I also want to share with the listeners, you mentioned before football players, sports, medicine, acupuncture is huge right now. And when our professional athletes get help with acupuncture or cupping, and the news takes it, it helps people believe in it. It's also being used on a regular basis now in the armed services for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes.
That's also important for people to know. And when you were mentioning about pain meds coming off the market and people rushing to acupuncture to have natural pain treatments, the same thing happened when everyone found out about hormones and the issues with for women taking hormones in menopause. There was a huge, huge influx of women coming to treat and balance their hormones through acupuncture in their menopausal years. So, it's interesting how the changes in society with medicine and how acupuncture, due to these different instances, is becoming more and more accepted. And it's hard to really believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it, even myself.
Mm-hmm. To even fathom that something such as acupuncture could treat so many conditions so favorably. And why? It's really not that we're treating these symptoms, but we're treating the person. We're treating the imbalance. We're getting their bodies back into balance, to reconnect with their own nature. So many times people have an excess heat condition or a deficiency of blood, or they're having they're cold. Like for fertility, some women can't get pregnant because they're so utterly cold all the time. And all we do is warm them up and get their blood and their chi, their vital energy moving, and balance their hormones, and they conceive. So we work with the root cause. We don't treat the branch. I mean, we do treat the branch as well, which is the symptom, but we deal with the root. And that is why it is so important to integrate Western medicine and Chinese medicine and other forms of alternative medicine, because we need to address every spectrum, every aspect, every approach of a person. And with Chinese medicine, with acupuncture, for thousands of years, the emotions are at the root cause of a problem. So if someone is angry all the time, or they are utterly in fear, which happens a lot with anxiety. We treat and strengthen with fear their kidney energy. With anger, we open up the flow of liver energy in their body, which restores health to the body, regardless of the symptoms that they are experiencing. Yes, it's excellent for addictions. Scientific research has found that acupuncture releases endorphins from the brain. So that's a big key when we come to treating and supporting people getting off drugs, getting off alcohol, getting off smoking cigarettes and nicotine and other drugs. And also it works with food addiction as well. So when you were speaking about the emotional component of balancing the emotions, acupuncture also works with that, which helps tremendously. So if a person is using a drug too, because they're very low in energy, the acupuncture works to increase their energy and get them to have more energy so they don't have to rely on the substance, the addictive substance to give them energy. The same thing with people that use sugar as to medicate themselves for energy. And on the other side, some people are all over the place and they're racing and they have tremendous anxiety and they use a drug to bring them down, to calm them down. The same thing as you were mentioning before, acupuncture is excellent for anxiety. It's excellent for when people are all over the place. So it calms them down and reconnects them with themselves so they have focus and they can stick to their detoxification program. And during the detoxification from a substance, what happens is the acupuncture strengthens the willpower, and it also helps the actual symptoms that come from going through a detox. It balances the body and brings the body back into homeostasis, and it helps to strengthen all of the organs, and at the same time, it pushes the substance, it eliminates, it detoxifies the substance from their body. And so once that happens, the cravings become resolved. I had one gentleman who tried to get off heroin 14 times, and he told me when he came in, if he didn't quit, he was going to die. And we sat, we talked. I do a lot of work talking to people because words, certain words, and when you're working with people energetically, I really work on the level of feelings, and the way we talked, it just really clicked for him, and he made the commitment. You know what, working with addiction, the person has to be ready. I can't do it for them. I can support them, but they must be ready. And he quit after attempting 14 times, and he is still clean. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing, and many, many people have quit cigarettes with acupuncture, as well as I work with people with their food addictions as well. Both. That have they have anorexia or bulimia or those people that just eat too much and they have no control over what they're putting in their body and they're using food to damage themselves. They have no self-control and the acupuncture helps to reintegrate them and reconnect with themselves and to begin caring more about their physical body and their physical needs and begin to learn how to choose the correct foods and the correct amounts through strengthening their willpower, through working with the kidney energy, through strengthening their digestive energy by working with the spleen energy, and by balancing their emotions and having them feel like they deserve to treat themselves in a positive, wholesome, kind way. Yeah, this Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a perfect example of someone that is totally in their energetic realm where they want, like you said, she wants to disappear. So the acupuncture is treats the body physically by inserting the needles into the acupuncture points located along meridian pathways. But it treats the body physically. So while she's being treated physically, it reintegrates her into herself physically. So it's an energetic treatment, but it treats the body physically. And that's what makes acupuncture so special, is that it's working both physically and energetically. That's physically why it's so good for pain. That's why it's so good for diseases. You know, it balances the body energetically by working with the root cause of a problem. And when that happens, it brings the body back into balance, it accesses the innate healing capability, and the body gets strengthened and the energy gets open and the person has enough energy to heal themselves physically. And so someone in that situation would begin to be more aware of herself physically, and she should do physical activities, walk by the beach, make sure she does exercise, physical exercise, to enable herself to feel the physical world. And not, yes, when you don't eat food, it you don't feel that. And it's also extremely important when working with addiction that it's not just the acupuncture, and just the same with any condition that I work with. We must have the support of Western medicine, and we must have the support of social services or 12-step programs or a therapist, a psychotherapist, a psychiatrist that specializes in addiction, not to say that they must be on medication unless they need it. But it's not done in and of itself. But we need a lot of support. And so it's not by itself, but it's provided in conjunction with an entire system of support to help that person find their strength and find their ability to get back on course in their life. And it's just, acupuncture is excellent as an addition to that whole program. Well, the first thing one of the most recent things you just mentioned was organ blockage. And the way that acupuncture works is by opening up, releasing any blockages in the flow of energy, vital energy, which is chi. And that's the main way that traditionally acupuncture is explained to work. And it also strengthens the chi, the vital energy of the organs in the body. And it also moves something called wei chi, strengthens wei chi, which W-E-I, which is the defensive chi of the body that sits right underneath the skin. So you know, when we insert this very thin stainless steel, very fine, hair thin needle into the body, and it goes right under the skin, a 16th of an inch, well, it connects with the chi of the body, and especially the wei chi, because it's right under the skin. And that in itself balances the immunity, the immune system. So for something like lupus, a condition like lupus, which is an autoimmune problem, it absolutely is, acupuncture must be included, not just to release the pain. So many times my lupus patients have knee pain, joint pain, but not only helps them with the pain, but it helps with their balancing of the immune system, the strengthening of their vital organs. You mentioned the toxic heat. It releases excess heat from the body, and this can be combined with Chinese herbal formulas that reduce toxic heat in the body. And when we talk about toxic heat, we're talking about inflammation, as you just mentioned. And acupuncture decreases inflammation in the body and strengthens all those organs and balances the emotions. It's devastating, especially for a teenager just getting ready to go into school. And that young person needs everything available around them to support them so that they can slow down the progression of this disease, get themselves into balance. And we haven't even mentioned the foods that are important to counteract toxic heat and inflammation and to strengthen immunity. So there are so many components to a health plan for a person that is suffering from lupus, no matter how old they are. And just so you know, acupuncture is good for a person at any age. When people are under the 8 years of age, we put the needles in and take them out. And I treat many, many babies and many children and also older people as high as 95, 98 I've had. Yeah, an infant. I've treated infants. Now, again, I don't use a lot of needles. I place them strategically. I treat a little one who uses sign language because he's not speaking yet. And there's a little sign language for more, which is like a little triangle. Every single time I gave him an acupuncture needle, he made the sign more. It was so precious. And another little one, every time she saw me opening up my needles, you know, they're pre-sterilized, you use them once, and I open up the package and she'd clap her hands. She couldn't wait, because they know that acupuncture helps them to heal themselves. They know, because they're experiencing it and they feel it, and it's just beautiful to watch their reaction, as well as the many, many, many patients that I've helped through acupuncture, because they come in so they don't even know that there's an option for them to get out of their condition. They feel devastated. And I always say that I'm never surprised, but I'm always amazed at the healing that people manifest, that people are capable of. It never, ever surprises me, because I've witnessed it through so many years of practice, but it always amazes me. It is amazing. And yes, the body does heal, and people can heal themselves. And acupuncture is one way that can be used to help people. And it has helped so many people. And as I said, it's being used by 1.5 million people worldwide. And we're getting closer.
Amazing.
It is. And we're getting closer and closer to really, really understand the mechanism of how it works. But it's working with energy, so it's very hard to harness that and to test that. But the endorphin and the opioids that are being released from the brain really helps to explain why it helps with pain.